Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to convene the Subcommittee on Natural Resources of the Joint Ways and Means Committee. It is June 14, 2017, and we are in order. Today's agenda, we have work sessions on House Bill 5040, which is Watershed Enhancement Board, and House Bill 5041, which is their grants. With that, I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 5040. Mr. Siebert, please.
Mr. Chair, member of the committee, you have the materials, the work session materials on OLIS. I'm going to go through, there's two bills for this agency because the local grants, the constitutionally dedicated lottery funds for local grants, is those are done in the budget in a separate bill because you provide six-year expenditure limitation. So we'll be working through two different bills, but it's in one budget. The total budget with the two bills for the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board is $119,302,545 and 33 positions. I'm going to start with House Bill 5040, Adjustments to Current Service Level. There aren't a lot of these. Working through the LFO work session presentation report. And I'll start on page 3 under the operations program. Package 100, program continuity, continues 4 positions approved in 15-17 is limited duration and recommends that 2 of those be made permanent. Continues a conservation outcome coordinator and a conservation outcome specialist as limited duration and continues a permanent, continues as permanent 2 partnership coordinators. I would note the package also includes $12,000 of lottery funds for office space for one of the regional program representative positions that was previously filled by an employee who worked from home. They'll now be working out of an office. The total funds for the package 100 is $958,445, 4 positions and 4.01 FTE. I would just note it's 0.01 FTE just to fix a very minor technical adjustment in the budget. Then I'm going to move on to the grants program, which starts on page 5 of 6, package 200, capital construction grants. This has the six-year lottery funds expenditure limitation for OEB's ballot measure 76 lottery funds grant program. Measure 76 constitutionally dedicates 65% of the natural resources lottery funds for watershed grants to improve and enhance Oregon's water quality, native species, and wildlife habitat. Because the expenditure limitation is for 6 years, it is established in a separate bill, House Bill 5041, and the total adjustment is $67,594,301. And then package 201, which is the last package. This is for carry forward expenditure limitation. 210. This continues grant funding approved as part of the 15-17 budget for projects that will remain unspent at the end of the biennium. A carry forward federal funds expenditure limitation is provided for the Pacific Coastal SAM Recovery Funds grants, $13 million, U.S. and Fish and Wildlife Service grants, $2 million, and then there's other funds carry forward expenditure limitation for grants, including salmon plate grants, $700,000, finishing up the current biennium's forest collaborative grants, $500,000, and then intensively monitor watersheds grants, $100,000, and wildfire treatment reduction grants for $100,000. These increases are approved on a one-time basis and will be phased out for next biennium's budget building. The total funds adjustment for this package is $16,400,000. And that's it for the LFO recommended adjustments to current service level.
Before I recognize Co-Chair Frederick, does anyone have any questions?
I have one question. The other funds, he explained some of the budget before I came in, but the other funds, what is that made up of mostly?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, the other funds is primarily from salmon license plates, and then they also make some grants on behalf of, for example, other partners like the Department of Forestry had a package of funding approved last time as part of the Forest Federal Health Collaborative, I think it was called, that sent some money to OEB to make grants, to make local grants. So they also do that. And so that's what the other funds is made
of. Okay. And then the second question for Paul, you might want to fill him in on the current service level and how we're going to change that.
Yeah.
And why that fluctuates so much and looks so funny.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, if you do look at the front page and the table, under 1517 legislatively approved lottery funds, you'll see, you know, $62.5 million, and then it goes way down to $6.8 million current service level. And that's because, as we just described, for the local grants, you provide six-year expenditure limitation. And in essence, it's like capital construction expenditure limitation. And the budget instructions require that limitation to be phased out during current service level development every biennium. And so you phase it out for current service level, so it makes the current service level artificially low. You'll see a budget note coming up in a little bit that's going to try to rectify this, and we think will help correct that problem. It's a very technical budget-related budget note, but on how you build the next budget, but we think that that will help correct the problem. And I would just note, too, that you give them a six-year expenditure limitation because it takes a while for some of these grants to be fully completed, and the way OWEB operates is it's a reimbursement basis, so until the last dollar is spent, the OWEB doesn't spend, they reimburse the last dollar on the grant. So it can take more than one biennia, many times a couple biennia, to get these grants fully expended. And if you didn't provide six-year expenditure limitation, then you would have these big, large beginning balances every time, similar to what you did for we just recommended for federal funds and other funds. So as in a way to avoid that, you give them six-year expenditure limitation.
Okay. Is there anyone else?
Yes.
Please, Commissioner Frederick.
Would you also tell us a little bit about the current service level numbers regarding other funds? Why is that have the same sort of a difference between the legislative approved and the current service levels?
And Mr. Chair, Senator Frederick, that's a similar case. So, again, there was some funding provided, like for the ODF&W or for federal, for some other grants that is supposed to phase out because it was one time in nature. It wasn't an ongoing source of money. Hmm. So it was phased out at current service level. So they got, I believe, like $750,000 for Federal Forest Health Collaborative. Mm-hmm. They only made about $200,000 by the end of the biennium. They're going to only spend about $200,000, $250,000 of that. So they need, again, carry forward limitation for this biennium. So they phased it out, but they really still need it, so we're adding it back in.
Got it. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Additional? I have my own question, and while I recognize that it's not exclusive to OWEB, I nonetheless want to make sure that there is adequate opportunity, and since it's OWEB's budget that we have before us, I want to make sure that we have adequate opportunity to account for native fish populations, to survey, monitor, that sort of thing. And Mr. Siebert, do you feel that these POPs will provide an opportunity to do that?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, most of the funding for the fish monitoring, that kind of work, is done in the ODF&W budget.
Yes. Yes.
I would note that the OWEB budget provides funding to ODF&W through the Pacific Coastal Salmon Recovery Fund, which is the PCSRF, you might have heard it called that, which OWEB receives as federal funds, but they send out to ODF&W as other funds, and those monies support a lot of that work that you just described in the ODF&W budget. And there are no reductions to that anticipated expenditure in this budget or in the ODF&W
All
budget.
Right. Thank you very much. That's comforting. Thank you. Final call for anyone. Co-Chair Frederick?
Chair, I move the LFO recommendation to House Bill 5040.
Thank you very much. Co-Chair Frederick moves the LFO recommendations to House Bill 5040. Is there any discussion on his motion? Seeing none, is there any opposition to his motion? Thank you, subcommittee members. Motion passes.
Mr. Chair,
Mr. Siebert, please.
Moving on to legislatively proposed 2017-19 key performance measures, I would note that the department has been doing extensive work on their key performance measures during this biennium. During this interim, they worked with our office and budget and management on a number of changes to their key performance measures. They also worked with their board. They are proposing eight new measures, and 6 deletion of previous measures. And LFO is recommending approval of the proposed changes and targets for the key performance measures for OWEB.
Subcommittee members, everyone all right here? Co-Chair Frederick?
Chair Witt, I move the LFO recommendation on key performance measures.
Thank you very much. Co-Chair Frederick moves the LFO recommendation on the key performance measures. Any discussion on his motion? Hearing none. Is there any opposition to his motion? Once again, committee members, subcommittee members, thank you for your support. Motion passes.
Moving,
Mr. Siebert.
Moving on to budget notes. There's one budget note, as described briefly just earlier, and I'll just read it into the record. During development of the 2019-21 budget and in subsequent biennia, the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board shall phase out the capital construction expenditure limitations approved for lottery monies deposited into the Watershed Conservation Grant Fund for the 65% dedicated to local grants expenditures as usual. OWEB shall then add, as a technical adjustment to the current service level in Package 060, the amount estimated to be deposited in the Watershed Conservation Grant Fund using the Office of Economic Analysis forecast of lottery revenues for June of even-numbered years. This estimate will then be updated during development of the governor's budget and the legislatively adopted budget in non-CSL packages. Ballot Measure 76 lottery fund expenditures will continue to be reflected in the budget as six-year expenditure limitation to allow for the grants to be fully expended.
Any questions? Co-Chair Frederick.
Chair Witt, I move the LFO recommendation on budget notes.
Again, thank you. Co-Chair Frederick moves the LFO recommendation on the budget notes. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, is there any opposition? Thank you. Motion passes. Mr. Siebert.
There's a recommended changes to House Bill 5040. The Legislative Fiscal Office recommends a budget of a total budget of $74,620,542 of lottery funds, $3,009,486 other funds, $41,672,517 of lottery federal funds, and 33 positions was as reflected in the Dash 1 Amendment. I would note that House Bill 5040 is also the Measure 76 lottery funds allocation bill for the 65% constitutionally dedicated to operations. The Dash 1 Amendment also allocates Measure 76 lottery funds to the Oregon State Police, Oregon Department of Agriculture, Department of Environmental Quality, and the Department of Fish and Wildlife.
And Mr. Siebert, I think you read that as...
You're right, 35%. Sorry about that.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Questions? Co-Chair Frederick.
Chair Witt, I move the adoption of the Dash 1 Amendment to House Bill 5040.
Thank you. Co-Chair Frederick moves the adoption of the Dash 1 Amendment to House Bill 5040. Any discussion on his motion? Any opposition to his motion? Motion passes. Thank you again.
Legislative Fiscal Office recommends House Bill 5040, as amended by the Dash 1 Amendment, be moved to the Ways and Means Full Committee.
Thank you very much. Co-Chair Frederick?
Chair Witt, I also move House Bill 5040 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you very much. Co-Chair Frederick moves House Bill 5040 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion on his motion? Seeing none, hearing none, would the clerk please call the roll?
Yes.
Co-Chair Frederick.
Yes.
Representative Esquivel.
Yes.
Representative Hill.
Yes.
Representative Power.
Aye.
Representative Willis.
Aye.
Co-Chair Witt.
Aye. Having received the majority vote, the motion passes. Thank you very much, everyone. And I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 5040. With that, I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 5041. Mr. Siebert.
House Bill 5041 provides six-year expenditure limitation for monies from the Watershed Enhancement Grant Fund, which comprises 65% of the non-parks dedicated lottery funds to allow time for grants to be fully expended.
Mm-hmm. The chair messed up.
Okay.
I did not assign or ask for a carrier in the previous.
Okay.
You want to carry it or you want me to? I can't if you don't want it.
Well, I've been doing several on the other.
Okay.
Can we?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, all right.
Oh, I'll carry.
Okay, thank you. And we need one for the House side, and as a former board member, I would be pleased to carry that. So.
Can we question the carrier?
All right, thank you.
You already opened the work session, I believe.
I believe I've already opened it, and thank you for the clarification. Please proceed.
House Bill 5041 provides 6-year expenditure limitation for monies from Watershed Enhancement Grant Fund, which comprises 65% of the non-parks dedicated lottery funds, to allow time for grants to be fully expended. Providing 6-year expenditure limitation avoids large carry-forward amounts being added to this program unit every biennium. Based on the constitutionally mandated split of Measure 76 lottery funds, LFO is recommending a budget of $67,594,301 lottery funds, which is reflected in the Dash 1 amendment just for the grant funds for House Bill 5041.
All right. Thank you. Folks, any questions to this point? Co-Chair Frederick, then.
Chair Witt, I move adoption of the Dash 1 amendment to House Bill 5041.
Thank you. Co-Chair Frederick moves the Dash 1 amendment to House Bill 5041. Any discussion on his motion? Are there any objections? Thank you. Motion passes. Mr. Siebert.
LFO recommends that House Bill 5041, as amended by the Dash 1 amendment, to be moved to the Ways and Means Full Committee.
Very good. Anything on that, folks? Co-Chair Frederick?
Chair Witt, I move House Bill 5041 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation.
Co-Chair Frederick moves House Bill 5041 as amended to the full committee with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion on his motion? Again, with the clerk, please call the roll.
Senator Girod.
Yes.
Yes.
Representative Esquivel.
Aye.
Representative Helm.
Yes.
Representative Power.
Aye.
Representative Willis.
Aye.
Co-Chair Witt.
Aye. Receiving the majority vote, the motion passes. Thank you, subcommittee members. Carrier.
Same carriers.
Yes. Same carriers?
Yeah.
All right. That's an easy one. With that, I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 5041. Representative Kennemer, did you have anything for us? Or
hoping to talk to a member.
All right. Very good, sir. Welcome. We're glad to have you.
Do we have the Watershed Enhancement Board federal grant application?
Okay.
Last one.
With that, going to entertain the Watershed Enhancement Board's grant application request. Mr. Siebert.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, the OWEB is here to request approval to submit 3 federal grant applications to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Services for the National Coastal Wetlands Conservation Grant Program. The 3 grants for a total amount of $2,467,000.
Pleased to have you this afternoon. Welcome.
Thank you, Co-Chair Witt, Co-Chair Frederick, members of the committee. For the record, Maida Lofsgarden, Executive Director for the Oregon Watershed Enhancement Board. As Mr. Siebert noted, we do have 3 requests for funding in before you today. I'd like to ask Jillian McCarthy, who is in charge of these grant submissions, to provide you a brief summary, and we'd be glad to answer any questions from the committee.
Thank you.
Thank you, Co-Chairs Witt, Co-Chairs Frederick. For the record, Jillian McCarthy, Partnerships Coordinator with OWEB. Thanks for the opportunity to present this request today. The first is the Tillamook River Wetlands Project. The local partner is the Tillamook Estuaries Partnership in coordination with the North Coast Land Conservancy. Total project costs for this are $744,618. The federal request is $467,000 with proposed match from a future OWEB grant. The Tillamook River Wetlands Project will acquire and permanently protect 73 acres of tidal wetland habitat in the Tillamook Bay Estuary. The property is located in an unincorporated portion of Tillamook County and within one of the most important rearing areas in Tillamook Bay. The project includes the acquisition of the 73-acre property and legal assurances that it will be managed for conservation in perpetuity. The North Coast Land Conservancy will hold the title and be responsible for managing the property in the long term. The project also includes site evaluation and the development of a restoration design for future action. Partners include the North Coast Land Conservancy, Tillamook County Public Works, Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, and the Tillamook Bay Watershed Council. This project also presents an opportunity to provide a model for accomplishing restoration under the Oregon Senate Bill 1517 process. The Tillamook Estuaries Partnership is on the SB 1517 Pilot Program Advisory Committee, and it's very likely that this project will be the first to participate.
Thank you. Any questions? Representative Esquivel, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So we're going to purchase this? Is this what we're going to do? And then we're going to turn it over to someone else?
For the record, Maida Lofsgaarden, co-chairs, Representative Esquivel. The way that OWEB operates its programs, we actually provide a grant to the entity. So in the case of this purchase, the grant is provided to Tillamook Estuary Partnership and the North Coast Lands Conservancy. They purchase and hold the property.
Well,
please.
Yeah, I understand that, but still, we're basically buying the property in a roundabout way and letting them have it, correct, in the form of a grant.
Co-chairs, Representative Esquivel, that is correct. This is a combination of both OWEB funding and federal grant funding, and one of the purposes of OWEB under the Constitution is to invest grant funding into acquisitions. So that is correct.
Thank you.
I've got a question.
Senator Gerard?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. The question I have is this land going to be open to hunting and fishing?
Co-chairs, Senator Gerard, we don't have the answer to that question. We'd be glad to ask the proponents for the project and get back to you with an answer on that today.
It said earlier it was. But
thank you. Anyone else at this point? Any other questions, comments, discussion? I'm not seeing anything. Thank you both very much. Could we stand at ease?
Apologies, Co-Chair Witt. There are actually three applications. So the other two we can run through quickly as well. There were three proposals.
It's all in one vote.
All in three, one vote.
Okay, we're back on the record.
Yeah.
Please.
I thought you did. I thought you did.
Thank you. The second project is the Columbia River Estuary South Tongue Point Conservation Project. The local partner here is the Columbia Land Trust. Total project cost is $1,333,000. Federal request is $1 million, and match again is proposed from a future OWEB grant. The South Tongue Point Conservation Project will acquire and permanently protect 90 acres of coastal wetlands, riparian areas, and conifer forests in the Columbia River Estuary. It includes 3/4 of a mile of the Columbia River Estuary shoreline and 58 acres of associated coastal wetlands. This will join over 60,000 acres of conserved and restored land. The project includes the acquisition of the 90-acre property and legal assurances that it will be managed for conservation in perpetuity. The property is currently owned by the Oregon Department of State Lands. It's zoned industrial. In recent years, DSL has received applications for industrial development there, including a proposal for a log export facility. OWEB's understanding from discussions with the Columbia Land Trust is that the city of Astoria historically did not support the log export facility at the site, and in addition, numerous wetlands on the site and the fact that the railroad is damaged and unable to run in this location presents a challenge to development. Clatsop Community College will hold the title and will manage the property in the long term, and partners include the Clatsop Community College and the Columbia River Estuary Study Task Force.
Thank you. Questions, comments, discussion? Peanuts, popcorn? All right, okay. Thank you.
And the final application is for the Coquille Valley Wetlands Conservation and Restoration Project. This is the second phase. The local partner is the Coquille Watershed Association in coordination with the Nature Conservancy. The total project cost, again, is $1.33 million. The federal request is $1 million. $100,000 cash match is from project partners, with the remainder to be from a future OEB grant. The Coquille Valley Wetland Conservation and Restoration Project builds on previous tide gate and infrastructure construction and restoration activities on the Winter Lake site in Coos County. This includes some of the most productive coastal wetlands habitats on the Oregon coast and presents an example of balancing critical habitat and species needs with agricultural interests. Prior projects have funded engineering designs, permitting and compliance, and secured landowner agreements. And this phase two project includes the development and implementation of a planting plan for the site and restoration construction that will reconnect 7 miles of tidal channels and restore tidal influence to 407 acres of Winter Lake. Partners for this phase two portion include the Coquille Watershed Association, the Nature Conservancy, Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, and the Beaver Slough Drainage District.
Thank you very much. Subcommittee members, anything? Not seeing anything. I am going to stand at ease here momentarily. Thank you. Your comment.
Yeah, that I would give a courtesy yes, just because I don't want to have to bring someone else down here. But I will be a no in full if hunting and fishing is excluded in these areas. I also have to tell you, I was a little bit discouraged that we're trying to protect one of the projects for the export of logs.
Yes.
That didn't ring very nice to me either. So in an effort to bring it to full, I'm willing to give a courtesy vote, but don't be surprised if I'm a no vote in full.
Senator, appreciate the circumstances under which you'll be providing a yes vote here today, and I also appreciate your concern about hunting and fishing rights. Representative Esquivel.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I think the Senator brings up a very good point, because all three of these we need to find out the answer on that. But it's I will also be a courtesy yes vote, and I may vote no when it hits the floor.
Thank you, Representative.
It doesn't go to the floor, does it?
No, just a full.
This is your chance to say no.
No, it's just a grant.
It's a grant.
Okay. I think it's a good deal.
Yeah.
Just wish we had the answers.
Yeah. We'll make sure they do.
Thank you, and appreciate actually share that concern. Anyone else? All right. Thank you very much. Co-Chair Frederick?
Chair Witt, I move to accept an LFO recommendation on these particular grants.
Thank you very much. Co-Chair Frederick moves approval of the federal grant application for OWEB. Is there any discussion on his motion? Seeing none, hearing none. Again, would the clerk please call the roll?
Senator Girard.
Yes.
Co-Chair Frederick.
Yes.
Representative Esquivel.
Aye.
Representative Hill.
Aye.
Representative Powell.
Aye.
Representative
Lewis. Yeah. Aye.
Co-Chair Witt.
Aye. Having received the majority vote, the motion passes. And subcommittee members, I truly appreciate the fact that some of you have cast your vote as a courtesy today. I am much appreciative. A carrier, Co-Chair Frederick, thank you very much. Close the work session on the Watershed Enhancement Board's grant application. Is there anything for the good of the order today? Just a reminder that several people are rushing off to poke holes in the air.
Well, I won't miss.
Oh, okay. So the annual shoot for the Sportsman's Caucus?
I just want to make it real clear that we need those answers in full before we vote.
Right, please.
Yes.
We will get them today.
Thank you.
Much appreciated. With that, I'm going to adjourn the June 14, 2017 meeting of our subcommittee. Thank you all very much. Our subcommittee. Thank you all very much.